latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle headlines. So, well, the Magpies are planning to have Jonjo Shelvey available for Saturday's potentially record-breaking visit of Blackburn as they await a date for the midfielder's disciplinary hearing. FA have been in discussions with Magpies to determine when it will take place after he pleaded not guilty to a charge of racially abusing an opponent in the defeat to Wolves in the mid-September. It's confident it will be cleared by an independent disciplinary hearing. That's why Newcastle would prefer the hearing to take place after a hectic run of fixtures. Time running out before Saturday's visit of Blackburn, the £10 million signing from Swansea is certain to be in contention for a game that could see Newcastle Blake break a club record of 10 straight wins. Goalkeeper Matt Sells, meanwhile, he's been linked with a return to former club Ghent, according to reports in the North East. The 24-year-old Limpbourne stopper joined the Magpies from the Belgian Pro League side for around £6.5 million in the summer, but he's lost his place in the side to Carl Darlow and struggling to get back in to the first team reckoning, and with his immediate chance of recall limited at best, it's understood Ghent could offer the player a route back to his homeland on a loan deal in January. Looking ahead to the action on Saturday, Newcastle forward Dwight Gale has told the press it would be nice for the side to make history, but says the Championship League leaders are now there to be shot at. Magpies tackle Blackburn, knowing a win will mean 10 straight wins. That would overtake Kevin Keegan's side from the 1990s in the process. Gale, though, told the Chronicle it'll be nice to make history. The main goal, though, at the end of the day is promotion. Of course, we're confident this is where we have to be, even more switched on, because teams are all wary of us and we're there to be shot at. Well, Alan Shearer, the Magpies legend, has suggested that Sunderland will go down from the Premier League this season, and he's backing Newcastle to take their place next season. But he feels a situation like that is a shame for the players and the fans, who'll be robbed of the time we are derby yet again. Shearer said, "I think Sunderland will struggle. They'll do well to get out of the position they're in, and I do think Newcastle might swap places with them. It's a shame, though, for the players and the fans, as they're great games and great occasions, but I do, though, fear for Sunderland."